Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
And on Memorial Day in Harlem, at least 10 people were injured in shootings, 6 near a barbecue at Marcus Garvey Park, 4 others in separate incidents. Now, these are just the latest incidents in an uptick in gun violence around the city this year after years of decline, and it comes as the NYPD has been shrunk by 10,000 cops from its peak under Mayor Giuliani. With me now are Jackie Rowe Adams, founder of Harlem Mothers Save. She has lost 2 children to gun crime. And State Senator Eric Adams of Brooklyn, a former police officer in the NYPD. Eric Adams, Jackie Rowe Adams, welcome back to both of you. You're not related, right?
we're related in spirit. How are you, Jackie?
Hi, Eric. It's always great hearing your voice.
Jackie, what's your latest understanding of what happened in Harlem on Memorial Day and what it means to the greater safety of the neighborhood or the city?
Well, really, I have no understanding of what happened, but definitely what it means to the city is it's a problem. It's a safety problem. It's a scary problem. And I'm telling you, it's not safe for our children to just walk or for us to walk down the street. But also what it means is we have to take back our community. That's definitely what it means.
And what does that mean?
That means the parents have to step up, the community have to step up, we have to find a plan of action. It's definitely a complex problem. I feel it's not enough jobs, we need more education programs, we have a lot of drugs, gangs, and guns, and we also have that violent society through music and film.
Senator, is crime making a comeback in parts of New York?
Well, I think Jackie raised a good point, and it's unfortunate that she, for many years she was a lone person saying, look at the signs that are telling us that crime is off the radar because of, you know, some of the behavior of our young people and the failure of our some of the parents and their supervision of their children. And I think it is creeping back because there's many issues that cause crime. I think the police department under Commissioner Bratton, who did an admirable job using quality of life issues, didn't turn the corner and looked that there are other issues we must examine. For example, NYCHA, which is city housing, closed many of the youth centers during the budget cut areas. You have beautiful, newly built youth centers, like in Rockaway, where the shooting took place, remain empty. The kids can't utilize the center because there's no funding. There's no place for young people to go. And then you have this heavy influx of guns. And we have a serious gang problem in New York. No one wants to admit it. Everyone wants to act like it doesn't exist. We have a gang problem in New York, and we have to attack it with some very real, substantive ways.
Go ahead, Jackie.
And also, one of the things I understand that the federal government, and correct me if I'm wrong, Adam, have federal money for gangs, and they froze it. What happened? They have to release it. We must get that money.
And see, that's the combination. Whenever people think of crime, such as what happened in Rockaway, what happened in Queens, and what happened in Harlem, they immediately react and state, as the New York Post editorials said, turn them loose. Go out and just, you know, search everyone and arrest whoever you believe you should arrest. That is not the problem. We can't just fill up jails. We have to take a very real look at, one, how we lost our police department by the lack of pay, the lack of resources. We're down by a serious number of police officers, and the mayor has to take responsibility of that for our failure of being able to pay an appropriate a salary to our police officers.
Well, Senator, let me follow up on that, because, yes, the NYPD is smaller than it was a decade ago. The number that I most recently saw indicates 10,000 smaller than it was a decade ago, from about 40 to about 30. And that is 1,000. And we just had that salary arbitration ruling that'll give cops retroactive raises. But the mayor says that'll mean fewer cops on the street because each cop costs more. So was that in everyone's best interest, Senator?
Yes, it was. And I testified at the PERB hearing. It was called the PERB hearing. I testified. And he's wrong for that. We cannot. There's certain areas of our society that should remain free of the budgetary knife. That is education, that's health care, and that's public safety.
But those are the big expenses.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are.
And that's what we need more.
And we can't ignore that. You can't. You cannot take a shortcut and put any type of profit over public safety. That was at the foundation of everything in this city. The reason we were able to develop and build housing and the real estate boom is because the city became one of the safest cities. So neighborhoods that historically had vacant lots and no one wanted to move into turned the corner because of our public safety. So you have to invest in public safety. You can't state that it's too expensive to be safe.
Jackie, can I ask you, since it was in the news after the Sean Bell shooting and trial, the stop and frisk policy of the NYPD, which is controversial in the neighborhood, especially for how many minority youth are stopped relative to how many actually are arrested for anything. Are you, as a tough-on-crime mom who has lost two kids, more for that? Because that's an anti-gun policy. They're looking for guns when they stop and frisk people.
Well, let me say this. I don't have a problem with the stop and frisk, but stop and frisk the right people. Don't just harass the kids and make it a issue of color or race. But let me tell you my stop and frisk issue, and I'm putting it on the front burner. The parents need to stop and frisk their own kids. And that's one of our problems we're facing today. If the parents get more involved, and I'm very adamant about that, parents should check their children's room. Parents should know what's in their homes. Parents should know their children's surroundings. Parents should not be afraid to search their kids. We just had the shooting. A 15-year-old shot most of those kids on 125th Street. He was still running around loose in the street. How you are a parent and don't know your child is in the house, shot somebody.
Senator?
I think Jackie's singing a song that not only am I familiar with, I wrote the chorus. I agree. The lack of parental participation is at the cornerstone of this problem. There's no First Amendment right inside your household. A child does not have right to privacy to their room, to their knapsacks, to their book bags. We need to look and understand gang paraphernalia and gang tattoos. You need to flip through your children's writing materials to see what's going on. And I also want to say it's extremely unfair to ask a citizen about the stop and frisk policies. That's unfair because they don't understand the true dynamics of the NYPD policies. And it sounds great to an average citizen, but those of us who are either attorneys or who have been in law enforcement, we understand the magnitude of those policies is more than just a tool used for guns. If it was a tool just used for guns, we all commend that. We all commend when police do legal stop and frisk because someone fits the description. What's wrong is to tell officers at the beginning of the night, go out and search a predetermined number of people, regardless if there's a crime report.
You think, as a former police officer, that that's happening? Because the department's defense, when those numbers came out with, you know, the relatively low arrest rate compared to the very high number of especially young black and Latino men and boys who were searched, the department's defense was that the ratio was okay because the ratio matched up with the reports of the perpetrators they were looking for.
And this is one thing that everyone really must understand about the stop and frisk question. There's two ways that you can prepare that form. One, if a person stated, yesterday I was robbed by a male who had a red cap, if the police officers went out and stopped a group of people who wore a red cap, those are great stop and frisk. The second way is if at the beginning of the night the department tell officers that we want you to do 5 stop and frisk reports per officer, then it doesn't matter if there's a crime or not. Just go out and stop and frisk citizens. That is what's taking place now, and that's the complaints, not only by outside individuals like the NYCLU, but also unions, the PBA, and other unions are saying, this is wrong what you're asking us to do. So we can't say it's all right to search every male black because John the burglarer committed a burglary. Mm-hmm. So now we search Harry the college student and Bobby the accountant. We just had a New York Post photographer on his block going inside his home that he lived in for years, stopped, frisked, and then arrested because they stated he didn't respond to them in an appropriate fashion.
He was on the show talking about that, and he's suing now. Jackie, I was just reading Barack Obama's first book written in the 90s, and part of it is about street violence in Chicago and how it went from a problem in the 70s to a crisis in the 80s with crack and young people at that time becoming harder than anyone had known before. Now, you had a quote earlier this week that I saw on Gothamist.com that was reminiscent of that something is happening now, as you see it, to harden young kids compared to a few years ago. Did you say that?
Yes, I did.
What do you see?
Yes, I did. What I see is, I take it back to the parents. We have babies having babies and less involvement with the parents. And I continue to say that because that's what's happening. And let me show you, give you an example. We, you know, I work for New York City Parks, and we have all these recreation centers. We have programs in place, very good programs, free programs. The parents must come in, sign for the kids so we could give them membership. Centers are underutilized because the parents are not coming in. So what do that mean? The kids is out there in the street, and it's more crime.
How do parents react to this message in your neighborhood? Do they resent you for this? Do they say, look, you know, who are you to tell me? I have a hard life. I have two jobs. I'm a single mother, whatever.
Yes. And that's just how they react, you know, and just last night we had a youth and parent for a summit at Minnison Townhouse with our director, Kimberly Hayes. And let me tell you, that's the reaction. That's the reaction. And Reverend Ronald Sullivan, you know, said to them, you know, Jackie's talking about the parents. And she's right. They said, I'm just what you said. I'm a single parent. I have to work. I can't take care of my child. I said, no excuses. No excuses, because we have some great success stories. We have some great success stories of single parents that came out of a project. The kids came out of project going to college. And so I use that as no excuse. And I'm going to tell you, it plays a part of these kids out here and jobs. For the summer, summer's not even here, and that is should be our focus. And that will be our focus. Tonight, I don't know if you know, we're going to have a big town hall on addressing the gun violence in our community with all the elected officials.
Where is it?
That's going to be at the state office building tonight.
On 125th Street?
On 125th Street. And all the elected officials are going to be there supporting Harlem Mother Save. And we have our Assemblyman Keith Wright, our Councilwoman Inez Dickens, and Senator Bill Perkins, Congressman Rangel, and many others that will be, and hopefully our Senator Eric Adams will be there. Hopefully, to come out of that is that would come something would come out of that, such as developing more workshops and conflict resolutions and, you know, civic responsibilities. So we all must play a part. But yes, these kids are rapidly running out here more so than last year.
Senator Adams, you down with that message? I mean, do you want, as an elected official, to be telling parents who elected you that they're not doing their jobs?
Well, and I think as Jackie's pointing out, we know that it's not all parents, but
that's
we
right.
do need to send a message to those who are not doing their jobs. And that is a song that I've sang for years, and Jackie and I are clearly on the same page with that. And I also want to extend Jackie on Saturday into the listening audience with organizations. On Sunday, I'm sorry, at 9 a.m., we're having a roundtable also at Harlem State Office Building with all the electors and organizations to start putting together an action plan. And I think when you hear what Jackie is stating and what I'm stating and other individuals like Richard Green, what we're stating is that We understand there's a problem. And not only are we reacting to this problem, but we have been on the ground trying to deal with this problem for years.
And just one other thing, because we're just about out of time. Senator, the statement by Jackie that it's worse this year than it was last year, I cited that Barack Obama 70s, 80s comparison. I mean, the crimes that took place in the last week are obviously horrible and tragic, but I don't want to react like a tabloid newspaper and says, oh my God, we're going down the tubes. Are we in a tougher time than we were a year or two ago, or is the big picture that we're in a gentler time than we were a decade ago?
My response to that is the Jackie Adams of the city are social weather persons. They're seeing the storm before it hits our shores.
Right.
We have an obligation to get prepared for that storm, and I don't believe we're doing so. She's stating to us, we have a typhoon that's coming, and we're acting like it's a social shower.
What time at the state office building tonight?
At 6 p.m. tonight.
Jackie Roe Adams, founder of Harlem Mothers Save.
Co-founder along with Jean Corbett Parker.
State Senator Eric Adams of Brooklyn, a former police officer in the NYPD. Thank you both very much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Coming up in a minute, the publisher of Scott McClellan's book. And he's got some thoughts about the media frenzy breaking out around it. Stay with us.